on, Pop. The taxi will be here any minute. We're going to be late.
I'm coming. Well, here I am. How do I look?
How do you look? You look like a well-dressed penguin.
I thought you'd like it. Yeah. I haven't had this suit on since Joe Louis beat Max Schmeling. Me and your mama really celebrated that night. Went to the club, Alabama. We had fun. How you feel, son?
I feel terrible, Papa. Got butterflies in my stomach and my heart's pounding, and I can't keep my hands still.
Well, it serves you right. The whole thing is ridiculous. It won't work. I give it 2 weeks.
Now, don't start that, Pop. You've been against this thing ever since I told you I was going to get married.
Who, me?
Yes, you. If I listened to you, I'd never get married. You just don't want me to get married. That's what it is.
Well, you hardly know the girl. How long y'all been going together? 2 months?
So what? How long did you go with Mama?
2.5 years.
Oh.
That's right. I went with your mama 2.5 years before I kissed her on the cheek. That was on New Year's Eve. At 12 o'clock. Straight up. In the dark.
Yeah, well, we do things a lot faster today, and I don't want to talk about that. Pop, if you got the ring.
Yeah, I got the ring.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. What's the matter with you?
Where is it?
I had it right here. When
Pop, I gave you that ring last night. Now if you lost that ring...
Let's settle down. Here's the ring right here. I got it wrapped up here in this handkerchief.
Would you take it out of that handkerchief? That's got to go on her finger.
Well, I bet you my handkerchief just clean as her finger.
Would you just hold on to that ring? Pop, where's the cab? Where's the taxi?
I called them.
Well, call them again. They're not here yet. They should have been here.
I called them an hour ago.
Get in there and call them again. For God's sakes, everything goes wrong. I'm getting married.
Nervous.
The taxi's not even here.
Y'all got to learn how to relax.
Pop, tell him it's an emergency, all right?
I'll tell him. Just hold on. Hello? Say, is this a taxi cab coming? Yeah, well, this is Fred Sanford calling. That's S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period. Speaking. Yeah, listen, I called for a cab about an hour ago, and so far, didn't no cab come yet. Huh? Hey, listen. Is this a white cab company? Oh, y'all don't have to worry no more. Everything is cool now. Oh, look, if you don't want to stop, just slow down. We'll get in. Right. They ain't gonna come.
What are we gonna do, Pop?
Listen, everything will be all right.
Everything goes wrong. What are we going to do?
Well, listen, we'll take the truck.
The truck? We're not going to take this old broken-down truck onto my wedding day.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Everybody be laughing at us, Pop.
They won't laugh. We'll park the truck over there by Mama's kitchen around the corner.
Oh, just get in the truck.
Changed much.
What?
Church. I haven't been here since we laid your mother away.
That's a nice thing to bring up on my wedding day.
Casket was sitting right here where you're gonna get married. Sure looked good, your mama, laying there with a new dress on. Looked good enough to take to Chinatown. I don't know what you had to get married here for anyway. Could have went on down to City Hall and had it done. Just a waste of money, that's what it is.
I already told you, Pop, Crystal wanted a church wedding.
Crystal? Wasn't Crystal. Was old uppity family. Bunch of jive niggas.
Sitting over there, they'll hear you. Just keep it down.
Well, just don't be surprised if they take you somewhere and make you put on a chauffeur's cap. See, they playing Guess Who's Coming to Dinner and you sitting in the foyer. Look at them sitting over there like they too good to mix with us.
They're not supposed to, Pop.
Never thought I'd see the day where there'd be segregation in Central Avenue Baptist Church.
I already told you they're not supposed to mix with us until after the wedding.
What do you say old man does? Work at the post office.
That's right, he works in the post office. He's in charge of a window.
I bet he's in charge of all of the windows, cleaning them. I'm telling you, boy, you're making a mistake getting mixed up with that bunch.
Pop, would you just get used to the idea? Now, we already agreed to all the conditions you wanted. Now, we're going to get married, and we're going to live with you, and I'm going to stay in the business. We're going to stay with you right until the day that you get laid out in this church, just like Mama. And that might be the next service if you don't shut your big mouth.
Well, I was thinking about you. You know, you're just throwing your life away.
Throwing my life away? Pop, I'm not Harry Belafonte. I'm Lamont Sanford, a lousy junk dealer who's over 30. I'm lucky to get her. That girl could have had her pick, but she picked me. Now, Pop, this could be the happiest day of my life if you just back off.
Well, I ain't gonna say another thing. Try to help you, but you won't listen. So you're on your own, boy.
Good.
I'm gonna button my lip.
Perfect.
I ain't gonna say one more thing.
Thank you.
I give it 2 weeks. She's late, ain't she? I bet she don't show up.
I thought you said you were gonna shut up.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't give it a week. I bet she don't show up at all.
The bride has just arrived, Mr. Sanford.
I lose.
I'm sorry.
Nothing, Reverend Trimble. He didn't say nothing.
Why don't you and your father take your place?
You ready for the execution? Need a blindfold? She ain't in no big hurry to get up here, is she? Maybe she got a bad heart. Did she have a checkup? You could be marrying a very sick girl, son. Think about them doctor bills. Shh, here she is.
Dearly beloved, we assemble here to join together in bonds of Christian marriage this man and this woman. It is these Christian bonds that serve as an anchor for your continued happiness. Who gives this woman to be married to this man?
I do.
Do you, Lamont Grady Sanford, take Crystal Simpson to be your lawful wedded wife, to love her and cherish her as you do your own life, until death do you part?
I do.
Do you, Crystal Simpson, take Lamont Grady Sanford to be your lawful wedded husband, to love him and cherish him as you do your own life, until death do you part?
No.
You have brought ring.
Wait a minute, Reverend Trimble. She said no.
She did. I wasn't listening. Crystal, honey, you're supposed to say I do.
But I don't. I mean, I can't marry him. I'm sorry, Lamont.
Well, this is very unusual. I don't know.
Did you say something to her?
I said to her. Crystal, baby, what's wrong?
There's nothing wrong, Mother. I can't do it. I changed my mind.
Oh, there, honey. Well, you don't have to marry him if you don't want to.
Thank you, Mother.
Say, can we have a few minutes alone together? Come on, Crystal.
Take your hands off her. She doesn't want to marry you. I knew it was a mistake right from the beginning. Marrying a common, ordinary junk man.
Now, listen, sister.
What a mistake.
I don't stand in the way. I ain't gonna let this liver lip broad insult you.
Oliver, did you hear what he called me?
Listen.
Well, don't stand there. Do something about it.
Listen, don't you get up.
Be quiet. Be quiet, everybody. I just changed my mind, that's all. There's just no need to go on like this. You're all behaving just like children.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's right.
Say, Crystal, let's just go down to City Hall, just the two of us, okay?
My daughter is not going to marry you, you nobody.
Nobody? If ain't nobody marrying nobody, it's my son who ain't marrying nobody. Ain't nobody marrying nobody.
Everybody just stop it. Will everybody stop it? Now just leave this thing up to me and Crystal, all right? Crystal!
That was a nice service, Reverend. Thank you.
What'd she have to do that for, Papa? What for?
I don't know. Don't worry about her. She wasn't too much. She had ugly legs.
She had beautiful legs.
Skinny legs. In a few years, the veins start showing. Her legs look like a tiny salami with the rope wrap around it. Here, have a drink. Make you feel better.
I don't understand it, Pop. She was so sweet.
Yeah, sweet before the wedding. Then after the wedding, she'd be just like her mama, King Kong and Bloomer.
What did she have to show up for just to say no, Pop? She made me look like a fool.
Forget about her. Let's eat some of this food here. Look at the nice gifts and everything. What a spread. Look here. You know, the delicatessen did a good job, didn't he? Look at all these nice things. Potato salad, slaw, and look here. Here's some chopped liver. That's Jewish soul food. Yeah, have some.
I don't want nothing to eat. She made me look like a fool, Pop. Everybody in this town's gonna be laughing at me. Lamont got stood up. He got left waiting at the church. Say, Pop, let's move back east. It'll help me forget. We can go to Newark. They got a black mayor there.
Black mayor ain't gonna help you forget. He got enough troubles of his own. You're still young, son. You got your whole life before you. Forget about that. Go out and have some fun. Meet your girl and live it up.
Live it up. You got no feeling at all, Pop. You know that? I just got crushed. You're talking about live it up.
Yeah, live it up. See, it's like biting an apple in the dark. See, if the first bite is sour, you turn it around and nibble somewhere else.
That's really a gem, Pop. That was beautiful. Who said that? Confucius?
Confucius? No, I said it. Always worked for me. You know, I've been through quite a few apples in my time.
Well, just go nibble your apples and leave me alone.
I was thinking about you. Why don't we just change clothes and go somewhere? Let's go to the roller derby.
That's terrific. Maybe I'll be able to pick up a skater.
Well, that ain't too bad. They won't have no skinny legs.
You're ridiculous, you know that?
I know how you feel, son. See, you had a disappointment. See, it's like cutting away a corn. See, at first the toe is sensitive, and then it hardens up so you can walk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got a disappointment, and you got bad feet.
It's the door.
No kidding.
Well?
Well, what?
Want me to answer it?
No, have it framed and hang it on the wall.
Rosetta!
Oh, you poor boy. What a terrible thing to happen. It's a shame your mother isn't here to see this day. Only a mother would understand.
Thanks a lot, Aunt Rosetta.
Well, now, if that two-faced little brat comes around this neighborhood, she'll get a mouthful from me.
Now, look, just forget about it. Why don't you have something to eat and... Here, have a drink.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I'm on a diet. Well, since I'm here, I might as well have a little taste of gin. To settle my stomach.
You mean a water glass full of gin?
What do you mean by that?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Rosetta, last time you settled your stomach, it was so settled you couldn't move.
I knew it all the time. I knew it. Didn't I say so, Rosetta? I knew it couldn't last. When I saw that little old gal, I knew she was no good.
And her and her wiggly walk.
Oh, you poor thing. I feel so sorry for you. Oh, yes, I do, but I knew it wouldn't last.
Thanks a lot, Aunt Hazel.
I tell you what you do, darling. You just come on over to our house and stay a while. You know, we love you.
Get away from old sourpuss over there. Hazel, how would you like one across your lip? You know, I don't mind giving a lady one across the lip.
And I bet that'll be the last time you give somebody something across the lips.
No, it won't.
Oh, yes, it will.
Hazel, if I hit you in the mouth, I bet your lips get to the hospital before the ambulance.
No, they won't.
Listen, I've fought heavyweights before, you know. You better get in.
Oh, yes, I'm going to get into it. Why don't you stop?
Aunt Hazel.
You mean which Hazel?
Lamont, I'm sorry as I can be, boy. I don't know what to say.
Thanks a lot, Uncle Edgar.
I really felt sorry for you up there, boy. When that little girl ran out on you like that, I was thinking to myself, I'll bet he feels like a real dummy up there. That's what you look like up there. A real dummy.
She made me look like a fool, Uncle Edgar.
Yeah, what's gonna happen if she shows up?
I'm gonna take her skinny legs and tie them up in a knot.
It's definitely off, huh?
You can bet your sweet
pop
is off.
What are you gonna be doing with the toaster?
The what?
This toaster. The wedding present your Aunt Elsie and me gave you.
Thanks a lot, Uncle Edgar. That's just what we wanted, a toaster.
It's not much use to you now, is it?
No, I guess not. I really didn't have a chance to think about all of this.
I was thinking, long as I'm here, well, you see, I mean...
Edgar, why don't you just come on out and admit that you want your toaster back?
No, I was wondering. See, we don't have one, and the thing costs $19.95.
You know, good and well, you didn't buy that toaster. That's something you had left from the riots.
Now, wait a minute, Fred. Wait a minute. That was a legitimate purchase. I bought it...
In the pool hall.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I was going to ask about these sheets. Well, since they're not going to be used, it's a sin to make them go to waste. And it wasn't monogrammed. I can take them back.
Say, kid, don't put your feet up on my good couch. I don't know if the rest of the kid have a piece of cake. This couch is for drinking.
What did you do with that tablecloth I brought you?
I don't know, Aunt Hazel. It should be here with all the rest of the presents.
Well, it's not here.
Well, I don't know.
It's supposed to be here with the rest of the presents. Or maybe you didn't think it was good enough for you.
Pop, have you seen our tablecloth?
Yes, yeah, here on the table. We're using it.
That's a fine thing to do. Using the wedding presents before they're even married. Now we can't even take them back.
Well, I didn't get married. Don't look at me.
I'll buy you another tablecloth, Aunt Hazel.
Oh, no. It's only me, your old aunt. And my gift was the first one they used, and now I can't ever take it back. Well, I'll take the cheese board back. Paul,
yeah, I may
come
as well take my toaster back.
Might as well take them back. Come on, you children, and get these things. Yeah. They don't want nothing.
Come on out here.
Take
one of these. All right. Say, what are you people doing? What are you to just stop here? Would you just stop it?
You tell them, son.
What's the matter with you people? I don't believe you. I just had the shock of my life less than an hour ago, and what are you all doing? You're standing around here worrying about your dumb wedding presents. Well, I don't want you or your presents in my house for another second.
Oh, well, you don't have to be
That's exactly right.
I don't care.
I'll tell you exactly what you can do. You can figure out who belongs to what out in the yard.
And don't say we didn't feed you.
Hazel, you never looked sweeter. That was nice. I enjoyed every moment.
What a disastrous day this has been.
No, son, it's more like the answer to a prayer. Lead us not into temptation. You got detoured just in time.
Well, I'm going upstairs and stretch out, Pop. I really need it after today.
Yeah, son, I know how you feel.
Oh, say, Pop.
Huh?
I forgot to cancel the honeymoon suite.
Well, it's too late now. They're not going to give you your deposit back. So why aren't you going out there anyway? They got TV in the room. You can watch the roller derby.
No, I don't think so. I'm just going to bed.
Okay, son.
Hey, Pop.
Hmm?
Say, that hotel is out by the beach. How'd you like to spend a few days near the ocean?
Me?
Yeah. We could take a couple of bottles of this champagne, and we could take a little vacation.
Vacation, yeah. I'll get the checkerboard and pack a couple of sweaters.
Okay, hurry up. Some champagne. Some champagne?
Hey, son, I was just thinking. You know, things must be getting better for us.
What do you mean, Pop?
Well, me and your mama could never afford a honeymoon. And now look, me and you going. That was real nice.
Yeah, a couple of days at the ocean will really do you good, Pop.
Sure will. Wait a minute, don't sit down, son. Come here. Look at this.
What's this?
It's an ashtray. I picked it up at the hotel where we stayed at. Souvenir.
A souvenir? It doesn't even have the name on it, Pop. It says, help prevent forest fires.
Well, you and I'll know. And look here.
Stationery, a pen? You swiped all this stuff?
Don't say swipe. Look.
A towel? Why didn't you take the lamp?
I couldn't get it in the bag. But I got this.
A light bulb. Pop, you swiped all this stuff. What'd you do that for?
Don't say that. Well, you know, they took all the... It's supposed to be your wedding, and they took all the wedding gifts back, so I thought I'd pick you up a few things. How about that?
A Bible. Pop, you stole a Bible. We got a Bible upstairs. You don't need this.
Well, we'll use this one downstairs. That way we'll have full coverage. And besides, I didn't swipe the Bible. It was in the honeymoon suite. And look, it's brand new. See, people don't have time to read in the honeymoon suite.
Pop, it says right here in this book, thou shalt not steal.
And it also says in this book, the meek shall inherit the earth. So you got to start somewhere. Well, many happy returns, son.